Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, recently I was talking to a friend of mine preparing to go into hospital for major surgery. She was telling me how in the face of a serious operation, she had gained a new and deeper understanding of life. A number of things that once seemed so important to her were now of little consequence. Facing the possibility of death, she appreciated life. In a surprising way, she had become more alive. On Wednesday, with the blessing and distribution of ashes, we begin the season of Lent, looking toward the Feast of Life, the celebration of Easter. When we are marked with the ashes, we will hear the words, "Repent and believe in the Gospel." Lent is a time to put out into the deep and pay out our nets for a catch. We are called to face toward God and believe in the person of Jesus, who is the Gospel, the good news from God. As we begin the Lenten season, St. Paul tells us to be reconciled to God, because we are ambassadors for Christ. To be reconciled to God also means to be reconciled to our neighbour, because we cannot love God without loving our neighbour. The two cannot be divided, no matter how much we sometimes wish they could. During these 40 days of Lent, I invite you to pray, to fast, and to give generously to those in need. These are well-tried means by which we put out into the deep waters of life and become more aware of the presence of God and our fellow men and women. To pray is to be open to the presence of God, especially through a reflective reading of the Scriptures. This Lent, I would encourage you to take the Sunday lectionary readings and pray them every day of the following week. Try to give at least a quarter of an hour each day to personal prayer. If you cannot manage this, then make up your mind how much time you can give and be faithful to it. Fasting has become unfashionable in past years, unless it is connected to dieting, but that is not the point. There are approximately 870 million people worldwide who have to fast nearly every day of their lives. They go hungry, not knowing when their next meal will be. This means that 1 in 8 people have not sufficient food to eat. Our fast is to remind us of these many hungry people. It is also a call to rid ourselves of whatever blocks our relationship to God and one another. Prayer and fasting bear fruit in generous giving. Our faith as Catholics must not just be mere words or talk. It must find expression in action. I know that many individuals and parishes give generously of their time and resources to help others. Many people, for example, support the work of CAFOD, and more locally give support to food banks, which remind us that people in need can be very near. To give generously in a society which is often tempted by materialism is a mark of our Christian faith. I ask you to support organisations that are working for the common good, upholding the dignity of humanity and the value of life. Lent is a time of self-denial in order that we might become more alive. In entering this time of renewal, we do so willingly and with purpose. Our Lenten journey is fulfilled at Easter, the feast of resurrection, new life. That new life is a gift from God, who in Jesus proclaims, "I have come so that they may have life and have it to the full." These coming 40 days are a favourable time, especially in this year of faith. It is a time to die to self and to live for God and for one another. With my best wishes and prayers, Declan, Bishop of Clifton.